sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Dr. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am here, and it's a good day.
Well, I'm glad I didn't blow your brains out right there. Dr. Jen's over there trying to get my attention. Hey, turn the level down on these headphones.
I was like, man, this is loud.
Well, how are you?
I am good. We were talking before we went on the air. We didn't get any like major tree damage or anything. But as I drove here, yeah, a lot of people have some pretty big branches and leaves and stuff in their yard. So it was an eventful evening last night.
Yeah, I had to do a little serious navigating to get around a huge branch that's across my driveway right now. So a little bit of work to be done there too. To get in and out, but a lot of people facing that this morning, and still a few power outages sprinkled about, and we have one down at our transmitter building and tower right adjacent to the zoo education building down there, Soden's Grove, and we're without power down there still. Out there, Chuck.
Yeah, we still have, I think, about 200 Evergy customers officially offline. And unfortunately, we happen to be one of the handful that's still got to wait for the power to get clicked back on and turned back on for everybody.
All right. So, well, Dr. Jen, Health and Human Performance, you had a big group graduate, it looked like, here this spring.
A big group. I think there were 23 or 24 that I counted. And
wow.
Nice.
Yeah, lots doing internships this summer and have another huge, our major is just going up, 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 and that's wonderful. So lots of good things happening at ESU. I was telling you before we went on the air that the concrete and the flooring people came and did the Baxter Human Performance Lab. So that is, that's just, they're making huge strides on that every day, which is just so exciting because.
When's that expected to be all done?
Allegedly by the time classes start in August. And at first we were like, okay, but it is looking, I mean, they've got it all painted. Again, the floor's now done. So I really think they're down to some of the wiring and then getting all the equipment moved in there. So I believe them.
So how nice will that be when that's done?
Oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. Just so useful for both health and human performance and athletic training. And I think there's some other majors that will utilize it as well. And you were asking me about the new nursing building that they're getting ready to start. And, you know, we're going to be able to do some of our stuff down there. So it's just all it's just nice when we all can utilize the different new exciting things that are going on.
Well, those are all positives at ESU, good vibes. Good vibes on campus, huh?
Very good vibes. Students are all excited about these new things. And again, these majors are growing, and there's a reason they're growing. And so it's good that we're investing where it's needed. So,
that is good, good to see, and always good to have you here. Jen is with us monthly and always have good topic and water. And we're going to be talking more specifically about fruit. We've talked about water before, but not fruit-infused water.
Ooh.
Yeah. I thought, well, we need to kind of kick this up a notch because almost everybody at this point, you'd have to kind of be like not paying attention to know that you need to drink water, and you're supposed to drink half your body weight in ounces of water each day. That's just a baseline, though. The heat, yes, I know that seems like a lot, but it can be done. But things like heat and sweating kicks that up even more, and so that's why in the summertime, when the temperatures go up, especially if anybody's spending some time outdoors, your needs actually go up above and beyond the whole weight formula. And so the big thing that I hear from my college students is, I try to drink water, but it just gets so boring. And so it doesn't have to be. It's really what today's visit is going to come down to, is it doesn't have to be. And I know that's why some people are like, oh, they push the water aside and they go get pop or juice or whatever. But the infused water and using real fruit is just a really healthy, inexpensive, just great strategy to keep your water jazzed up, but also get some other benefits. And so that's why I provided the one handout, is because it's just got some information that people may not think of. Maybe they know it, they knew it and they forgot. So just, we can go over a few of the benefits. And then my favorite part of this is the second handout that has all the different combinations that they recommend.
Yeah, I mean, and we have these online right now, kvoe.com, on Dr. Jen's page. And just log on, and they're right there for you to follow along or utilize after after the program is over with. But, yeah, good information. Well, let's talk about the benefits.
Yep.
And you brought in a couple of examples here this morning, and they both taste really good.
Yay!
What do I have here?
The first one that you have, I just brought you my two favorites. I'm always like, oh, I'll roll the dice and maybe you'll like what I like. But it's got fresh mango, fresh pineapple, and fresh mint. And then, yeah, that one right there.
That's
and
really
then,
good.
Yeah. And then the second one is very simple. It's just fresh strawberries and mint. And you have to, I'm going to throw out a cute little word here. You have to muddle the mint. And I know some people have an actual muddler. I don't. I just use the back of a spoon. But you just press down on that mint leaf. I also kind of muddle the fruit a little. It helps to give it a little squeeze and then put it in the ice water because it just gets the juices coming out of it a little as opposed to you just slice it and throw it in there. So give it a little
muddle?
It a little push. Muddle. Yes. I know. I had a friend that taught me that. She's like, you know, pharmacists, they muddle. And I'm like, well, yeah, I know, but I'm not a pharmacist. So if you have an actual muddler, they're usually made of wood and it is used for herbs and spices and stuff like that. So muddle your mint because mint is one of the best things to put in your water. And it has a lot to do with, I'm pretty sure it's on here. I think, number 8. It helps with digestion, as do a lot of the fruits. Mint's very calming for the stomach.
Okay.
And so it's just one of the really, and plus most people like the way it tastes. And mint also, I know we talked about
refreshing.
This years ago. Yes. We talked about this years ago. If you're trying to break yourself of caffeine, use mint because it perks you up. Whether that's mint in your water or tea, mint gum, mints, you know, mint mints that you that you chew on. But mint's really good for helping you if you're trying to focus and stay alert. So lots of benefits to that. But yeah, if you start with this list, I do like that number 1 is literally the number 1 thing. If someone's only going to pay attention to or remember one,
nice.
I always joke with my students. I'm like, yes, I know you don't listen and retain everything I tell you. But that number 1, it says get more nutrients in your diet. It says when you prepare this infused water, nutrients leak out of the fruit and into the water. Then your flavor-packed drink is rich in vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, which is what fruits and vegetables have in them that help fight disease. I think we've talked about that too, how that play on words with the fight. Okay, so phytonutrients and antioxidants. And so it says it's just a much healthy alternative to store-bought vitamin waters, which just have usually.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
To follow up, I mean, you can get, flavored water all over the place, and you can also buy these little packets to put in your water. Same thing.
Just not. You gotta. I never want to get in trouble for what I say about a certain product, but all I'm going to say is check the ingredient list because you don't know what kind of chemical type ingredients. What are they using? Because a lot of times those have sweeteners in them, and I'm very, very anti-aspartame and just a lot of those fake sweeteners. So I really hesitate with a lot of the store-bought stuff. Now, if there's a flavor bottle water and it says naturally flavored and, maybe they're using natural fruits, great. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know how realistic
that is. And sometimes it can say naturally flavored, but if you don't check the ingredients there too,
right.
It might not be totally naturally.
Yeah, that word natural is not very well regulated by the FDA.
It's kind of like based on a true story.
Right.
For movies.
Yeah, like define that for me, please. So, and I tell people, I'm like, you know, this isn't labor intensive. It took me two minutes maybe just to grab the fruit out of, you know, probably the toughest thing is just remember buy your fruit, have it or grow it if somebody grows it and have it in your fridge ready to go. But, you know, I took the containers out of my fridge, put them on my counter, like I said, muddled it a little bit, threw it in and your cups were ready to go, Ron.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not labor intensive at all. So
Yeah, and it's really good, really refreshing too.
Yeah. And again, you can change up the different combinations and get the different benefits from the different types of, you're getting the benefits of the water no matter what, but the benefits of the different fruits. I know a lot of people, November, December, January, kind of in the height of flu season, they'll do the citrus, the orange, the lemon, yeah. And that's a very, very smart thing to do. And so they'll put that maybe with mint or whatever into their water to try to kick up their vitamin C intake a little. And that's strategy's been around for a long time. This whole concept of the infused water is not a new thing. It's just people have kind of gotten a little more creative with it.
Well, and, you know, you talked about just a little bit about the benefits. Slow the aging process.
Yeah, slow the aging process. It says it when you put the fruit in your water, fruit contains powerful antioxidants that slow aging and can help fight free radical damage, so that's your cells. They also increase collagen production, leaving your skin smooth. If you start drinking fruit-infused water today, you'll look and feel younger within weeks. I'm like, okay. It might matter what else you're doing, but
sure.
It definitely, hydration itself, even if we remove the fruit factor, hydration definitely helps the condition of your skin. So that's a selling point. It
Indeed.
Helps your metabolism, number four. And again, that just being hydrated, again, just even with plain water matters with your metabolism, but all these different fruits, because of the nutrients in there, your metabolism, it's like any other bodily function. When you get the nutrients that you need, it's going to function better. It's going to function more efficiently. So, yeah, it's going to help your metabolism. And I don't know anybody out there that's like, sure wish I had a slower metabolism. you know, anything we can do to give that a boost is you, especially something this,
yeah.
It's not painful. It's not difficult. So most people would see that as a selling point. Number five says maintain a healthy body weight.
Important this is, there, yeah.
Oh, very important. You're getting that flavor, but it's not like a lot of the store-bought drinks where there is added sugar or just, you know, just random things that are going to give you calories that you really don't want. So, again, it's a very effective way to kick up the flavor, but keep your calories low, keep those nutrients high. That's what we want.
And it says feel full longer
between meals.
Ooh,
yes.
There you go.
Yep,
yeah.
Water really helps with that. So, and again, since you're getting the flavor from the water with the fruit, it's boredom eating is a problem for some people. And, you know, it's like, oh, I haven't had anything that has any taste to it. And so we sometimes just eat for the sake of eating, or again,
yeah.
they go get a yep. fountain drink or whatever. So, yeah, it can keep you fuller, longer between meals. So that's going to always help with a weight maintenance strategy. So
and you touched on energy. Important.
Yeah, having more energy.
Yeah.
That's, and again, that's, it says it's especially good for athletes, fitness buffs, so people who like to work out, and just people who are active, kind of on the go. Fruit-infused water can successfully replace sports drinks. It's healthier, safer, and has a better taste, not to mention, again, those antioxidants and electrolytes that we need to replenish when we are,
yeah.
again, moving around, sweating, whether that's a workout or you're just outside and it's warm, so it can help do that. So, yes, that should be a big selling point for some people.
Digestion, it's going to yeah, help, right?
Better digestion. Says, does your belly hurt? Are you constantly bloated? Fun things to talk about. Citrus-infused water supports digestive function and can also help settle your stomach if you have digestive problems. They recommend drink it with ginger, lemon, papaya, oranges, or apples. And it says these can help clean out your body systems, and they also have a kind of a cooling effect on your stomach. So that could be helpful to people. And ginger is something that you hear a lot of health people, naturopathic doctors and everything. They'll talk about just how ginger is. It's literal medicine. It's grown naturally, and it helps settle your stomach. So that's a good one. Get rid of toxins. It says due to its high, that's number nine, due to its high antioxidant content, fruit-infused water cleanses your body, helps eliminate toxins, helps keep you hydrated, and remove waste from your system. I personally drink, if my husband's listening at John North Ford right now, he's going to be laughing like a seal. But I drink lemon water, warm lemon water every night, and I absolutely hate it. I hate the taste. I hate the warmth.
Then why do you do it?
Because allegedly it's really, really good for all of your systems, and it helps flush the toxins out. It helps with weight, and I do feel better. That's the stupid thing. I feel so much better, and so and but I absolutely
I hate this, but I feel better.
I always tell people, you know, there's very few things that I have to force myself to do for health. I enjoy exercising, lifting weights, you know, hydration, all that. I enjoy the healthy foods that I choose to eat. I enjoy it. That is the one thing where I'm like, I hate this, but I make myself do it almost every night. And it does. It helps. It makes me feel better. Not so much at night, but in the mornings, I just feel better. And so, yeah. So getting rid of toxins, and again, just kind of flushing your system out, you know, water by itself helps with that. But there's just a lot of articles out there about adding the lemon that helps. I just don't like lemon. So
understood.
I prefer lime, actually. So, yeah.
Well,
my lemon needs to be heavily sugared.
Yeah, and see, and that totally negates the, they're like,
exactly.
Down sugar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, darn it. But anyway, the things we do. So that's a good one. And then going back to what Chuck just said, it said satisfy your sweet tooth. So,
yeah.
Ron, with what I brought you today, our hope, my hope, everyone's hope is that the fruit in and of itself is enough. And again, the mint. But if you need to add a little bit of honey or agave, something natural, you can do that if you need it to be a little sweeter. Because again, I know that's a big leap to expect someone to go from something like Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew to infuse water. That's a big difference in the sweetness. So, but if they need to stir in a little bit of natural sweetener, which we've talked about those, you know, on the air before, they can do that. But then hopefully this will satisfy your sweet tooth and get you away from getting your sugar from other sources.
Yeah, great handouts at Dr. Jen Hasgen. Log on to KVOE.com and click on the on-air tab right at the top of the homepage. There'll be a drop-down menu, and right at the top of that drop-down menu is Dr. Jen. Click on that, and you'll get to the Dr. Jen page, and we have these handouts there. And then on handout number two, you've got some great combinations here that work well together, it looks like.
Very, very popular handout. We've used this at different lunch and learns that we do and at health fairs and stuff like that. And people are always like, oh, it's so pretty. All the different combos. And if you put it in a clear glass, you know, you can kind of see your fruit floating around in there. I have had students, can I eat the fruit? Yeah, I wouldn't let it ferment too much before you do that. It's going to be pretty soggy. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with eating the fruit as you're drinking. Just full disclosure, I have not tried all of these combinations. Most of them look pretty good. The two that I'm a little questionable, it says is the green apple, raspberry, and rosemary. I'm like, okay, that one's a little different. And then there's a couple that have basil, like watermelon, raspberry, basil, strawberry, cucumber, basil. I'm like, ugh, I don't know.
There's some interesting combinations here.
Yeah. So I'd be interested in what those tasted like. I have had, because I love the blueberry lemon combo. So the blueberry lemon lavender, that's really good. Again, I brought you my favorite, which is that very last one, the mango pineapple mint. So good. And I have tried the orange cinnamon clove. I actually like that one in the fall. It's pretty good. Little different, but I, again, it kind of jazzes it up. So, kiwi's a popular one to use with a lot of things. So kiwi's it's very, very sweet. And so it's very high in vitamin C. So that's a kind of one that people are like, okay, you don't have to force me to, you know, they'll kind of voluntarily go, okay, I don't mind doing that one. So, have cucumber as part of the combination. I'm not real huge on cucumber, but, you know, it's pretty subtle. So you could always put cucumber in there, and then, you know, when you combine it with other things, it's not going to be too overpowering. But yeah, I really recommend people look at this and just see what combination you might find appealing and mess around with it. And there's no rules. So, you know, if you just want to put one, you can. If you want to put a whole bunch, you can do that. But it looks cool. And most of the time you can find a combination that you think, oh, this actually tastes really good.
And they say best results, what, with 12 to 16 ounces of water for a drink?
And you can let it set overnight, but I usually don't. I usually just mix mine up right before I'm ready to drink it. So,
yeah, and you can it doesn't mean you have to have just 16 ounces. You could have 30 ounces if
right.
you have a
right.
big jug that large. And
Yeah, that's just kind of the ratio. But as, like we just said, if you're supposed to have half your body weight in it, like I've got my big jug here that I carry with me. I have no, I think that's maybe 44. I don't know what that is, but
that's a lot.
So it's a lot. And I drink a whole one of these each day. So at least, so, you know, you can put a lot more, and it depends. Some people like subtle, you know, very, very subtle. And others are like, no, I want to taste. So, you know, you either put a little bit of fruit or you put a lot. But I like a little bit more. So
good information. We have not touched on this before. But, great ideas. We're heading into the warmer
yes.
months. And
yep.
and I would assume, you know, once it gets to the fall and winter, you can warm this up. Is that something
I would think that you could.
Yeah.
But, again, warm water, I don't know. There's just something I'm like, oh, I struggle with it. And some people I think are really, oh, it's soothing. And I'm like, well, if you're bathing in it, to drink it. So, yeah, it really is. It's to each his own. And I'm one that a lot of people like ice water. I'll put a little bit, but I don't like really, really cold. So, again, mine's more kind of a room temperature or just a little bit of ice. So, again, there's no rules in terms of what you have to do.
You ice this up and it tastes really good. I love ice water. So
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good
there
for that.
There you go.
Although I know a lot of broadcasters, sports broadcasters especially, do go for that lukewarm water as they're drinking, as they're continuing
the
on. Exactly.
Yep. And that does that's very, very helpful. So it's just like warm tea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very soothing and they recommend that obviously when someone has a sore throat. So yeah, there's do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. But most people do not get enough water and they tend to get headaches, they tend to again struggle with digestion, skin, and they tend to just drag midday because they're not getting enough water. And so if something as simple as, add these things, can make it to where they do drink more and they avoid those kind of symptoms, then that's great.
Great ideas. And again, log on to KVOE.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page, and these handouts are there. Great idea. Great topic. Way to
Woo-hoo,
go. Home run again,
you.
Dr. Jen.
You know, I was like, ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So busy this summer?
It's not too bad. It's not having, two in college now. There's no sports because our youngest doesn't do sports. He has some other activities, but it's kind of like, oh, this is weird.
Ooh, yeah.
What is this? Oh, free time. I forgot what free time
was. What is free time?
Right. It's like, oh. So, we've got a few things planned. Taking a fishing trip to Minnesota at the end of July. Going to catch some walleye and northern pike. So that's on the horizon, and just going to kind of enjoy a little bit of downtime and school board stuff and just kind of normal. So no complaints.
Good stuff. Well, we look forward to having you back again in June, Dr. Jen.
Yep, I will be here.
All right, Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, with her monthly visit here at KVOE Live and Local.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen's testimony is expected to conclude today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what could happen next.
Once Cohen is finished, there may be an additional witness to enter a document or two into the record. But after that, prosecutors are expected to rest, confident they've proved Trump false.